Masechet Kelim Perekeh Mishnah Yod will continue to elaborate on Mishnah Het, where we talked about an oven that was cut into rings and then put back together. We said that if clay was spread right over that reassembled oven, it's a new oven and can become Tameh. But if a layer of sand was between the oven and the clay coating, the oven remains Tahor. Here we'll talk about a case where the clay was put directly on the oven, but sand was placed between the rings themselves. Mishnah says, "Hatacho huliot v'natan hol ben hulya lehulya." If the oven was cut from side to side into rings, and then he put sand between the actual rings and coated the outside of the oven with clay, even though the clay on the outside sticks to the rings and holds them in place, the rings are not directly touching each other. So there's a layer of sand in between each one of the earthenware rings that are the oven. Rabbi Eliezer metaheh. Rabbi Eliezer says the oven remains pure. V'achamim metameein. Hachamim say, no, it becomes tameh. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the oven is tahor because sand separates between the pieces, and therefore the oven is considered to be still broken. The rings are not touching each other. Sand between them doesn't bind them to each other, so they're considered to be separate entities, which makes them like a broken oven. But the Hachamim say that it is Tameh. According to them, the outer layer of clay does hold the pieces together and make them into one complete unbroken oven. And this is the famous Zeh Tanuro Shel Achnai. This is the case known as the oven of the coiled snake. Rabbi Eliezer and the Hachamim disagreed about it. We call it a coiled snake because they encircled it back and forth with many different proofs, like a coiling that a snake does. Rabbi Eliezer and the Hachamim had a very fierce debate, as the Gemara elaborates on, and the final halakha was decided by, like the Hachamim, even though there are many indications from the heavens that halakha should follow Rabbi Eliezer, but we say lo bashamayim hi. Halakha does not, the domain for halakha is not in the heavens, but it's here on earth, and that's how the Hachamim decided, and that becomes the truth, regardless of what objectively was true in the Shamayim. Whatever the Hachamim decide becomes the new truth. And when Rabbi Eliezer refused to accept this halakha, he was put into excommunication by the Hachamim. Now we'll talk about an oven that was made in a hole in the ground. Yorot ha'arviyin shehu hofed ba'aris v'tach batit. The Arab cauldron, which are ovens that a person digs in the ground and he puts clay over their walls, is as follows. A cauldron, a yorah, is a large pot with an opening on top. And here we're using it in a very broad sense because there was no pot over here, but it was a hole that was dug into the ground and the walls were coated with clay on the side. A fire was lit inside and bread was baked on the covered walls. We call this an Arab cauldron because it was used in Arabia. If the clay could stand by itself, if the clay is thick enough that it could stand on its own without being supported by the ground that supports the hole, the oven is fit to become tameh because it's considered to be a keli. The clay lining, if it could be removed from the ground and still retain its shape, it's considered to be an oven and can become tameh. V'im lav tahor. If not, the oven is tahor. If the layer of clay that's coated to the side is thin and can't stand on its own, the oven is tahor, because the oven, in this case, is the hole in the ground, and the hole in the ground cannot become tameh. Clay, if it can't stand on its own, it's not considered to be an oven, and what's cooking over here is the ground. So therefore, it would become tahor. V'zetanuro shel ben dinai. This is the oven known as the oven of ben dinai, because this too had tremendous machloket about it. So the many legal back and forth discussions gave it its famous name. Dinai means law. There was a tremendous disgust about the law in this type of situation.